Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about when a religious rite, such as a ceremony, is actually wrong. I'm going to read to you from Mark chapter 7, verses 2 and 3, where we read this. Now, when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. Have you heard the phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness? John Wesley first recorded this saying in a sermon in 1778, but the idea is ancient. It's found in the Babylonian and Hebrew religious writings. But that phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness, it certainly isn't in the Bible. In Jesus' day, he got into a conflict with the religious leaders of his time over the issue of washing hands. Now, this had nothing to do with cleanliness, but with complicated ceremonial washings. The observant Jews of that day strictly observed a rigid, extensive ritual for washing before meals. The disciples of Jesus didn't follow these ceremonies, and so the Pharisees criticized the master of those disciples. Jesus rebuked the religious leaders for their hypocritical emphasis on outward rituals while neglecting inward godliness. For these ceremonial washings, a special supply of vessels of water were kept because ordinary water might be unclean. To wash your hands, you started by taking enough of this water to fill 1.5 eggshells. Then you poured the water over your hands, starting at the fingers and running down towards your wrist. Then you cleaned each palm by rubbing the fist of the other hand into it. Then you poured water over your hands again, this time from the wrist downward towards the fingers. And these rules were thought to be so important that they said that bread eaten with unwashed hands was no better than excrement. Now, it's easy for us to think that these religious leaders were strange for their emphasis on traditions like this. But we don't realize how subtly these things emerge and how spiritual they seem to be, especially in their beginning. You see, this all started in Exodus chapter 30, verse 19, and in Exodus chapter 40, verse 12. These passages speak of the need for the priests of Israel to wash their hands and their feet in the course of their priestly duties. So the thinking went something like this. Didn't God command the priests to wash their hands before serving him? Shouldn't every faithful follower of God have the same devotion as a priest? Isn't every meal sacred to God? Doesn't God say, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. That's in Psalm 24. So when you start putting the questions like that, it's easy to see or easy to say, yes, 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 until you have finally agreed with the logic that supports a tradition that goes against the commandment of God. You see, if in the end you have a word of man, a tradition of man, a ritual of man that has the same weight as the word of God, then you're wrong. Your spiritual logic along the way doesn't matter. You're wrong. It's good to take a deep breath and say, Lord, your word is high above everything else. It's above traditions. It's above rituals. It's above what I think are my personal revelations. So pray this today. Lord, help me to hold to your word far above everything else. That's a great prayer to pray. And you can pray it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.